Here we are live from the South Burlington Recording Studios with Ralph Kacharik. We're interviewing him today for our first Side Surfers podcast in regards to the 2017 Side Surfers Bank Slalom. Welcome, Ralph. Are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Thank you for inviting us into your home for some eggs this morning.
You're welcome. Yeah, that was a great egg and coffee session, I'll say, you know?
Delicious.
Fueled for the day.
Delicious.
Fueled for the day.
Let's cut to the chase here, Ralph. We really want to know, how was this year's second annual Side Surfers Bank Slalom at Sugarbush?
It was phenomenal. It was sunny for the second year in a row. Maybe we'll get a third. Knock on wood, right? But it was awesome. Outpour of support from the community.
Awesome. Definitely a community event. How was the course this year? How awesome did Sugarbush Parks do?
Sugarbush Parks killed it. Trevor pushed the course, like, literally, you know that scene in Star Wars where they're, like, blasting through the space and just stars are coming at him? He was in the cat during a snowstorm, and it was kind of like that. And, anyways, pushed, like, insane berms, and the whole crew just crushed it, and they made one of the most fun bank slaloms I've ever been in, if not the most fun.
You were there as well, helping dig for a few days before. Thank you very much. Side note, you never ran the course prior to the event, correct?
Never ran the course. Started last year, helped you dig too, and I don't know, I just don't think that's chill to having any advantage, and yeah, got to help shape the berms a bit, but for the most part, just moved a lot of snow.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
What was your favorite section of the course?
Definitely the middle. The top middle, it was like quick riverbed style turns. It felt like you were in like basically an awesome snake run, and all the berms flowed, and there's even a saucer berm that, like, every time you go through it, you almost got bucked, which I like that.
That one is really technical.
That was a crazy berm.
Do you have any secrets to going fast?
Trying to not think, but also think about going fast. And definitely just waxing a lot and just going snowboarding. Just think the more you snowboard, the more comfortable you get.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the vibe at the contest. How was the participation from the community?
Participation was amazing. We had, you know, we even had a person come from Australia, shouts to Xander.
Very
Silver
cool.
From California. And then, of course, just a deep posse of Vermonters, including the VTSP.
Shouts.
And their young proteges. A lot of youngins came out this year, and that was awesome, too, because the whole demographics of the event were truly balanced, and I don't see that very often.
Cool. What's it like to be a back-to-back champ at the Side Surfers Bank Slalom?
It's definitely an honor. Somehow pulled it off 2 years in a row. This year was a heater. I mean, I don't know if anyone saw Tommy Emanuelson go, but he is a sly doggy. And so are you, John, actually. You would have held your place, man. Props to man of the people right there.
I think you watch out for Tommy E and maybe Tucker Spear if he makes an appearance next year. There's a lot of people out there who could be coming hot on your trail.
Tucker, hopefully we get Ross Powers up. I'd really
like to see Ross the Boss come up next
just
year.
Such a legend. Huffman back out there.
Yep.
Hopefully everyone that, honestly, if you're, whatever your ability is, like, come shred.
How many autographs did you sign?
Zero. Never signed an autograph in my life, actually. I mean, I guess for, like, a credit card receipt or something, but That's it.
Awesome. Maybe I'll get your autograph after this. You have any preparation for the race?
Definitely H. Just kidding. But I waxed like a freak the week before. And definitely marry your waxes. Make a nice base and make a medley. Treat your board like a temple. And other than that, just staying alive, turning in between runs. I think that's like the preparation. Snowboarding.
Do you have two words to describe the contest?
Yeah. Freaking awesome.
Hallelujah. You have a pretty good frontside invert, Ralph. What's the trick to a good frontside invert?
Just doing so many, your brain hurts. And ride in with speed and aim for the coping. Coping is key. And then hold your grab and just hold it on the way down too after you're done planting. And that's pretty much it. I don't know. Watch Scott Blum. That's him and Terry.
Any tips for turning? Turning your snowboard, that is.
Tips for turning, I'd say, are one, go snowboard more. Use your edges. Put your weight on them. Trust them. And feel your board. That's like the key. Like, try to feel every bump and groove and piece of corduroy, and it'll be interesting if you try it. You can feel a lot if you just like stay in tune with that.
Okay. Is there any turners out there who you look up to? Any snowboarders you like to watch turn, or
pretty much anyone that you can just tell who they are, like as an individual, like they're their own style and it's just smooth and flowy. Obviously, they're the icons out there. Like, you got Craig Kelly and guys like Terrier and Temple and Blavelt and just all those dudes. But honestly, just anyone with their, like, individual swagger.
Add your own little swagger to it.
Yep.
As they would say. If you could take 10 bottomless pow turns at any mountain in the world, where would it be?
That's a tough one. Probably Mount Baker. Mm. Just because you're at Mount Baker, and that's pretty darn awesome.
Mount Baker is awesome. How was your trip out there earlier this season?
It was amazing. Huge thanks to Ian Post and Annie Mack for hosting me. And
shouts.
Also, you for getting out there too halfway. That was a pleasant surprise. And then just Elia, Mount Baker. It was awesome. Everyone involved, you, all these homies just make it like the shit. Pardon me.
All good. Any quick thank yous that you have out there? Any shout outs?
Thanks to Sad Surfers, the Northern Vermont Snowboard Community, Sugarbush Park staff, and just all the snowboarders out there that are keeping it going, because you're part of the fight, the good fight.
All right, love it. Where will your next adventure be, Ralph?
Tomorrow, hiking around good old Bolton Valley.
Lovely.
Clean up the freshies.
Thanks for joining us today, Ralph. Enjoy your adventure. We're signing off live from the Side Surfers desk in South Burlington, Vermont. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your adventure.
Can I get a rot, rot?
Rot, rot.
Rot, rot.